the amount of growth a person will experience is in direct proportion to the amount of truth a person can accept about him or herself. What happens when you work really hard at something and you don't get the results that you want? Do you get frustrated? Do you get disappointed? Do you get angry? What is your pattern around this? That's the topic for today. We're going to look at how this pattern actually keeps you stuck getting the same results that you always get, being stuck in the same patterns and not getting the results that you actually want, not being able to quantum leap your life, your business, have massive personal growth and professional growth, and what to do about it. Okay, so let's dig in. Let's talk about frustration. Frustration comes from uncertainty. Think about this. When you are actively engaged in an activity or a series of activities where you're trying to get a particular result, maybe it's something in your business, maybe it's something in your personal life, and you don't know why you are not getting that result, that's frustrating. You don't know what you're doing right that you should continue to do that might not have had enough time to produce the results that you want, and what you might be doing wrong, meaning it's not the correct cause for the results that you want. And you don't know why you're not getting the results that you want. And this is frustrating, not having that level of certainty, that level of understanding cause and effect. It feels out of control. And we want some sort of control so that we can be certain of our outcomes. This is a human desire. We want to get what we want, whatever it is that we want. We all have desire. Desire is causative. And when you don't know how to achieve the desire that you want, it can feel frustrating. And then frustration can turn to anger. It can turn to working harder. It can turn to overwhelm. It can turn to blaming others for the results that you're experiencing. It can turn in on yourself as well, blaming yourself, saying that you've done something wrong, that you are wrong, right? It's an internal criticism there, not in a healthy way, but in a all or nothing kind of way. Not in a problem solving kind of way, but just in a blame kind of way. And this for you is a well-worn pattern. You might not be aware of it at the moment, but it's a groove. And you have your own unique way of playing this pattern out. And this is what I want you to look at and start thinking about as I talk through this in this podcast episode. What is your pattern? What is it that you go into? And keep asking yourself that question so you can bring light to this situation, bring consciousness to this, okay? So it's a well-worn groove. And you know this unconsciously, that this is the path that it's going to take. And two things happen at this point. And let me say this. When I say you know this unconsciously, that means that there is a part of you that knows that you're going to go down this path even before you are fully conscious of it. It's your pattern. It's the groove. It's the journey that you always go on, okay? And that part of you that knows this is quite familiar with it and actually wants you to go down that path because it's familiar and known and certain. Okay, so there's two things that happen at this point. There's the fighting against the pattern and the going with the pattern. The latter, the going with your pattern, is such a well-worn way of being that one thing just leads to another, and you're already down the path before you know it. In fact, you probably don't even know it. It just looks like life to you, how it's always been. This has been your world for so long, all your life, that it feels right, absolute, just how things are. You're not even aware that there could be another way that this, whatever this is, goes down. So let's take this out of the business context and let's use a relationship example. So for instance, in a romantic relationship, let's say you get frustrated because your partner, your lover, doesn't do something. Let's say it's calling you when he or she says they're supposed to call you, or doing something for you, or calling you on your birthday, or maybe it's cleaning up in some way, right? There are all these expectations that we have, and your lover doesn't do this, and you get frustrated. Now, maybe at this point, your pattern is to suppress the frustration and just work harder at being nice, being attractive, being attentive, being worthy, being upbeat and positive, thinking if I just do better, he or she will change. But underneath, you're still frustrated. Maybe you're even fuming, or you're blaming the other person for letting you down. So then what is your pattern? Maybe it's to give the cold shoulder in some way, or somehow emote that you're displeased and hope that he or she picks up on this and reads between the lines and suddenly becomes a whole new human being and shows up just the way you want them to show up. But that doesn't happen. So then it turns into picking a fight and saying something really cutting. And then you feel bad about it. In fact, all along this way of you playing out your pattern, you didn't really like your behavior. You didn't really like who you were being. But you don't know why, and it's just happening to you, and it's what you've always known, and it's what you've always done, and it feels justified, so you just keep doing it. But there is this other part of you, this semi-conscious part of you, that is saying, this pattern, this way of being, this isn't working, and wants it to be different. This is where we can really make a difference. This is where we can really choose differently. It's the part of you that can see the pattern and see how it's an addiction, okay? This is also the part of you that wants to fight against it. Remember I said that there's part of you that wants to just go with the pattern, and there's a part of you that just wants to fight against it. This isn't working for me. And this part is where we want to bring consciousness to the situation and see how this pattern is like an addiction. You can't stop it, right? This going down that path is just like, you can't stop it. It's just like an addiction. You get that pattern going, and it's like a need that has to be met, an itch that needs to be scratched. The next reaction in the pattern needs to be met until it's all played out. And it feels out of control, like an addiction, because it's a compulsion that you can't stop. And yet it is known, right? This compulsion, this pattern, this way of walking through the world, it's actually known. You've done it so many times that it feels familiar. And this gives you a sense of certainty, despite it not giving you the results you want. And you are going to go with certainty over the unknown, making a shift, doing something different, breaking that pattern until you bring awareness to it. So you want to bring awareness to these patterns in your life, in your career, in your business. What is your pattern? What are your patterns? Because it's usually not one single pattern. And then you're going to want to explore what this represents in terms of self-image. What self-image are you playing out through this pattern, through this compulsion, through this addiction? A big one for people is, I'm always going to be disappointed, which stems, in fact, from not, you know, I'm always not good enough, or I'm always not worthy to have what I want. And if that is your self-image, then it's going to keep driving you to play out patterns, thoughts, behaviors, attitudes, actions, ways of speaking, ways of being, ways of making decisions, ways of seeing the world. It's going to play out that pattern no matter what, in order to keep that self-image intact. Your self-image and the idea that you must keep that intact no matter what, even if it's outdated and not getting you what you want, drives this pattern. It actually doesn't allow you to see any alternatives, any other ways of being, any other choices that you could possibly make. And as a result, keeps you in the pattern, like in the forest for the trees, getting the same results. It's really insidious, and yet it's how we're designed. This gives you certainty. This fills the need for certainty in your life, right? It plays out that pattern that you know. This is a known pattern. You play it out, you have certainty. But clearly, this is not the way you consciously want your life to go. These are not the results that you want. You don't want to pick a fight with your lover. You don't want to constantly have strife. You don't want to constantly not have the results you want in your business. Okay? You consciously, you want your relationship to be a certain way. Say loving, adoring, respectful, hot, sexy, passionate, intimate. But you get certainty from the pattern, not the outcome you're desiring. That outcome, that's new, that's different. That's actually uncertainty to your subconscious. That's an unknown. That's not something we know the outcome of. And that is dangerous. So we do this self-sabotaging. Same thing in business. You consciously want your marketing initiative to work and a certain number of clients to come in that month or a certain number of products to be sold. But you play out the pattern and you get certainty that way. And this is certainty of, like, it's got to be hard. It's got to be a struggle. It's got to be a grind. People have to let you down. And this is not the certainty we want. It's not just not the outcome we desire, okay? Let me say that differently. It's not the outcome we desire. It's not certainty around our conscious goals. And at this point, you need to do a bit of pattern interrupting. Well, hopefully, as you listen to this, you'll start this sooner and sooner. You want to be clear about what you do want. What are the outcomes that you do want? Where are you heading? What is your goal? What is your desire? You must get clear about the actual outcome that you want, not just what you don't want. And most people stop with what they don't want. Most people say, I just wish that he wouldn't be such a slob, or I just wish that he wouldn't be so self-absorbed, or I just wish that it wouldn't be so hard or so frustrating, or I just wish that I didn't have to do X, Y, and Z in my business. But that's all focusing on what you don't want. So what do you want? Can you name it? Can you be clear about it? I just want her to call me. I just want her to appreciate something I've done with words. I just want her to compliment me. What is it that you actually want? I just want to feel love flow. I just want to feel happy in this relationship. I just want to feel like I'm making an impact in my business. I just want to feel like I'm serving. I just want to feel like it's working. I just want 3 new clients this month. I just want to sell $10,000 worth of products. Whatever it is, you must get clear on the actual outcome that you want. And then you must also, and this is super important, guys, you must also get clear about how you want that journey to that outcome to feel. Are you expecting a struggle? Are you expecting a challenge? Are you expecting lots of problems? Are you expecting fights? Are you expecting blame? Are you expecting confusion and overwhelm and like hard work in the grind it out? I'm not getting any sleep. I'm totally stressed. I'm grinding my teeth at night. What are you expecting? Can you paint a picture for yourself of how you expect the journey to that outcome to be? Now, your pattern will start up again. Rest assured of that. Be assured of that. But do you have enough awareness to recognize it? I'm going to just tell you that most people don't, but this is where you must grow. The amount of growth a person will experience, and by growth, I mean the achievement of what you want in life, is in direct proportion to the amount of truth a person can accept about him or herself. Truth is awareness. It comes from awareness. It comes from a new level of awareness and not being stuck in a place of justifying who you are being or how you are being. Drop that like a hot potato. Open your eyes. How you are being is currently not getting you the results that you want. If you want different results, bring a new level of awareness to who you are being. And then interrupt the pattern. Can you do that? Can you pattern interrupt? Can you put a new cause into effect? What if you didn't have to feel frustrated in the first place? What if you interrupted whatever outside circumstance that would normally cause you frustration? What if you interrupted your response to that? And maybe you saw it as a game to be played. Like, okay, this is the next fun challenge that I have, and not a grind at all, not a frustration at all. What if you embraced it as you would something that you truly enjoyed? What if you were delighted by it? Okay, here we go. Let's go. Okay, let's go. You actually have the ability to choose how you respond to any outside circumstance. And once it gets into your head and you start ruminating, start thinking and playing it out over and over again, you still have choice. Even when it's inside of yourself, you have the ability to choose. That is your greatest power. Your greatest power is your ability to choose. And most people do not choose in favor of what they want. They consistently choose in favor of the pattern that gets them what they don't want. That looks like justifying your behavior, staying in the blame, staying frustrated, staying exhausted, staying in the noise about the worry or the fear or the doubt. You actually have the choice to enjoy yourself. Ever wonder why that option wasn't even on the table for you? Well, the truth is that it was always there, but you weren't aware of it as an actual choice. The pattern driven by your self-image was so strong it did not allow you to see any other choices. But now, that is broken open. You always have that choice in front of you. You always have the choice to go back to delight, to go back to enjoying yourself. What if this was the best thing that had ever come in your life? What if this experience that you're currently frustrated over, what if this was the best thing to have ever come into your life? How would you respond? What would you do? What would your energy be? How would you feel? Okay, with that, I encourage you to identify your pattern and really look at the choices that you have. Really look. They are always there for you. Make a different choice. Make a different decision. Do that as quickly as you can. Do not ruminate over it. You will hear me say over and over and over again, successful people make quick decisions. Make a quick decision of how you are going to interrupt this pattern and go do that. And set your life on a whole new trajectory. I'm Amira Alvarez, and thank you for joining me today. Rock it out and be unstoppable. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of the Unstoppable Woman movement. I want to let you know that we've got a ton of free resources for you for scaling your business at theunstoppablewoman.com/free stuff. Please go ahead and check those out. And we'd also love your help in getting the message out. Share this podcast with all the unstoppable women in your life, your friends, your colleagues, your business besties. Please do that. And if you're game, we'd super duper duper appreciate a review on iTunes as well. Thanks so much, and be unstoppable.